Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of chill vibes and real talk. Ever feel like life's a runaway train, zooming past with all its demands and pressures? We're constantly bombarded with shoulds, have-tos, and that nagging feeling that we never have enough time or energy. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to combat the chaos? It's not some fancy app or a weekend retreat, it's something way simpler, way more powerful. Gratitude. Today on Overthinking Cure, we're diving deep into the world of appreciation and exploring how practicing gratitude can be your ticket to a calmer, happier life. Think about it. When you focus on what you have, instead of what you lack, everything shifts. Here are 5 key takeaways that will change your outlook in a heartbeat. 1. Gratitude is more than just saying, thank you. It's a conscious shift in perspective. It's about actively noticing the good things, big and small, in your life and savoring them. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a genuine laugh with a friend, even a perfectly timed green light. These little moments add up to a beautiful tapestry of blessings. 2. Gratitude is a magnet for more goodness. Seriously, studies show that when you focus on gratitude, you attract more positive experiences into your life. It's like raising your vibration and attracting good vibes. Think about it this way. If you constantly complain about what you don't have, you're sending out negativity into the universe. But when you express gratitude for what you do have, you're opening yourself up to receive even more blessings. 3. Gratitude isn't about ignoring your struggles. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But practicing gratitude doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It means acknowledging the tough stuff while still finding something to be grateful for amidst the challenges. Maybe it's the resilience you discovered within yourself, or the support system that rallied around you. 4. Gratitude can be cultivated daily. You don't need a fancy journal or a meditation retreat to practice gratitude. It can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're thankful for. Keep a gratitude jar where you jot down little things throughout the week, or share a heartfelt thank you with someone who made your day a little brighter. 5. Gratitude transforms your perspective. When you focus on the good, you start seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. It's not about being Pollyanna-ish and ignoring reality. It's about choosing to see the beauty and goodness that exists even in challenging times. This shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your overall well-being, bringing more joy, peace, and contentment into your life. Think about that time when you were truly grateful for something. Maybe a surprising act of kindness from a stranger or a cherished memory with loved ones. Remember how good it felt to acknowledge those blessings? Now imagine if you could cultivate that feeling more often. Imagine waking up each day with a heart full of gratitude, approaching your challenges with grace and resilience, and experiencing life with a sense of wonder and appreciation. It's possible, and it starts with making a conscious effort to shift your focus. Now, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture yourself stuck in traffic, a common frustration, right? But what if you decided to use that time differently? Instead of letting anger and impatience take over, you could listen to an uplifting podcast, practice some mindfulness exercises, or simply enjoy the scenery passing by. By focusing on the little things you can control, you can transform a frustrating experience into an opportunity for growth and gratitude. So remember, folks, life is full of both sunshine and rain. But when we choose to focus on the sunshine, we create a brighter world for ourselves and everyone around us. Take a moment right now and think about 3 things you're grateful for. Feel that warmth spread through your chest? That's gratitude in action. And remember, practicing gratitude isn't a one-time thing. It's a journey, a daily commitment to cultivating joy and appreciation in every aspect of your life. Ready to join the Overthinking Cure community? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra positivity, leave us a review if you found this helpful, and connect with us on social media to keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay grateful, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.